This is the closing market report for a Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, let's get right to the forecast. Across the Corn Belt, I think a few farmers would actually like to see a little rainfall. Can you tell me whether there's any in the offing?
Yeah, well, certainly that's more so across the southern half of the Midwest, where rainfall has been lacking here lately. It kind of areas just in and around I-80 and south of I-80, especially here in Illinois. That is going to, well, there will be some opportunities here for this week, although specifically for the next 7 days, the main rain activity will be in the areas that have already been more on the active side, including northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and that's over to Iowa, Nebraska, far southern Minnesota. That will change in week two. We will see some opportunities as we have changes in the north and south movement of this area of active conditions. And it's those kind of drier areas in the southern Midwest that will have their opportunities as we go into next week. So limited this week, but we do expect a more favorable pattern in those drier areas in week two, which is basically the last week of the month.
You mentioned rainfall in the northern parts of the Corn Belt. I suppose it looks kind of a narrow band through that northern part of the Corn Belt. Are you concerned at all there about getting the crop in?
There certainly is concern, just being that these areas have already been on the wetter side in recent weeks and going to continue to receive these thunderstorm complexes and some of the heavier rainfall associated with them, totals on the order of 1, 2, 3 inches, even some localized heavier amounts here this week. And with more rain expected next week, certainly a concern for at least within that zone, some of the crops still not being planted.
Any concerns yet with the wheat growing regions of the United States?
At this time, really the focus, or at least the areas that still need rainfall, include western Kansas, especially west central and southwest Kansas, and then that extends down into the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles as well. And as we look out ahead over the next couple of weeks, really don't see in the way of any kind of a significant rainfall in those drier western and southern areas. So it's kind of more of the same, and along with that, temperature over the forecast period over the next 15 days look to continue to run above normal.
Check in on the exporting areas around the Black Sea for me.
Yeah, certainly we're dealing with dryness across that region. That's been the case over the past 30 to 45 days. That, though, is in the process of improving as we are seeing several waves of low pressure track across Eastern Europe on into the Black Sea region. And overall unsettled conditions from now throughout the balance of May, helping to improve soil moisture at this stage of the season. So beneficial for winter wheat development, but also for newly developed or newly planted corn across that region.
Thanks so much, Mark.
My pleasure, Todd.
And of course, Mark Russo, he is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Medium. It is public radio for the farming world. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like from our website. The address there, willag.org.